I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. The situation in Japan seems to be worsening tonight. An alarming statement in the news tonight is just being reported that the workers at the nuclear plants have vacated the plant. They give up. Now, if this is true, there's nobody to look after. It's going to be by chance. They've been, you know, defeated if they have given up. The reactor's overheating, danger of a meltdown, and now no one to mind the store. You know, it's looking bad. Now, there's a run on potassium iodate. I don't know where you've tried to order any. If you're concerned about it here in the United States, we're being told that, you know, there's no problem. Here in the United States, it's just too far. Well, with the firefighters, they're trying to put out today again at reactor number 4, had another fire, another explosion. That makes 3 reported explosions at the 6 reactors, and the drama goes on. The radiation continues to leak from the troubled nuclear power plant, and Japanese officials say that the containment vessel of one of the reactors may have been damaged in the explosion, raising worries of dangerous radiation leaks. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency said radiation dose rates of up to 400 MSVs per hour had been reported at the plant site immediately following one of the explosions. Now, a typical chest x-ray exposes an individual to about 0.02 MSVs. Now, if we continue with the poisoning, some people in the area are going to begin to get sick. Are you worried about it here in the United States? Well, they're telling us that there's no danger. The Japanese Prime Minister urged those living around 20 to 25 miles to stay indoors. Where else are you going to stay? I mean, where can you go? You don't have any protection anywhere else. Your home is your castle. Of course you're going to probably stay indoors. But is that going to help? Ladies and gentlemen, we could possibly be facing the worst nuclear disaster. It could exceed that of Chernobyl. You say, well, it's just an accident. You know, there's a saying that nothing happens by accident. Everything is planned. It could be. It could be possible that on the timeline of time, promised time shall come, that this has been in the pipeline for many, many centuries to happen in the last days. Has it ever happened before? Go back to the Gobi Desert. Dig down into the sand of time and see what's happened in the past. The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. What is to be's already been. Don't go out. Stay indoors. Close the windows. Make your homes airtight. Don't turn on the ventilators. Don't hang out your laundry outside. Bring your cow in. Don't drink the milk. Don't eat the vegetables. You know how long this stuff can stay in the ground to contaminate not only the air, but the food chain? Now, heeding the government's word to evacuate, cars jammed the highways, waited in lines of 4 lanes to get gas, aircraft, Japanese transport ministry imposed a 19-mile no-fly zone, allowing only aircraft involved in relief efforts into the area. At a last-ditch effort, they considered, and I think maybe that they are going to try this, especially after the work crews that were there managing the site. Now we have unofficial word, just came across CNN hotline, that the workers have abandoned the plant. They've given up. They were considering, now listen to this, they couldn't get any more water from the pumping system. The batteries are failing. And they were considering bringing helicopters into action and just spraying the reactors from above with seawater, dipping, just like they're fighting a forest fire. I don't know if you understand about this nuclear plant, but I mean, it gets real hot. And with the plant's 800 workers, they've done fled with a skeleton crew of 50 workers ordered to stay. Now, word is that they have abandoned the plant and given up and just leaving it to itself. We know the Ronald Reagan, it passed through a radioactive plume off the coast of Japan. They went deeper out to sea to avoid radiation, fearing to get closer. So we got problems here. But no fear. The officials are telling us that we don't have to worry about it in California. Now, they say that if the trailing winds, the jet stream, was blowing correctly, and right now it's blowing east to west, and it would bring the contamination over the coast of California between 16 and 36 hours, depending on the concentration, how much of this radiation could you absorb without getting sick? Well, with the control rods, in a meltdown, producing heat, if the coolant, the water, if it ceased, and it has, if it fails, it has, electricity, pumps and generators and batteries, all these have failed, the reactor, guess what, continues to produce heat. And the venting valve systems would release 1,000 pound per square inch into the containment vessel. That's where we get the uranium fuel encasement metal. It'll melt at 20 to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Radioactive contamination then would be released into the reactor vessel, and the radiation that escapes into the outer concrete containment filling, radiation escapes into the environment, has radioactive fallout. That's the process. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. No potassium pills. Try to order some. If you don't already have them, and you should have them, you should have thought about these things before. Most people. I know a brother, I talked with him, we had prayer right before the broadcast, and he told me that he had ordered 5 pounds of these 5 or 6 years ago. Cost him a lot of money, but he felt led to do this. He's the West Coast, and the jet stream that goes in over the United States from the West Coast blows, the prevailing wind goes up into Canada, then into Europe, and around it makes a continuous circle, just like the Gulf Stream that has been damaged. Why don't we have, why is all of the outlets to, like, the health food stores, it's hard to find the medicine, the preventive medicine, the iodine, it's hard to find it. Try ordering it. It's hard to get hold of it. But there's no danger. Well, why the shortage all of a sudden? It was reported today on Alex Jones that they have been ordered to stand down. Yeah. They don't want you to have any of the preventative medicines that's only available. The only thing that could protect you would be potassium iodate. That's the number one solution. And yet, it's not available. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why that 90-plus percentage of people that have been tested test deficient in iodine in the body? Why? They put it in salt to where we could have a sufficient amount. Inorganic compounds of iodine, bodies that have been tested, 94% actually showed up of being insufficient amounts of iodine in the body to operate the thyroid. And we thought we was getting plenty. I guess you did. You know, these are not one of these things that you say, well, I'm going to take a vitamin every day. I'm going to take a mineral every day. I'm going to get a shot of B12 or whatever. You never think about going and say, I need some iodine today. Very few people ever think about it. And here we've got people that are deficient, and it's serious. Why would all of a sudden, why would iodine pills at your pharmacist or your local health food store or your regular supplier, go on the internet, try it. I've looked at several sites, probably more than 24 sites. Go out, try eBay, try Amazon.com. They're out. We don't have any. I had a guy call me today, return my call. And he said, I wish I had 10,000 bottles of potassium iodate. I could sell every one I had today, he said. He's been swamped. He's answered the phone all day long. People inquiring, wanting, where can I find it? Can you get me some? Why? Why all of a sudden? Listen to Francis Quarles in 1592, he made this statement, "Let the fear of danger be a spur to prevent it. He that fears not gives advantage to the danger." Have you thought about this as a serious consequence? There's over 104 with probably 25 or 30 in the pipeline. Nuclear plants, some positioned in fault line areas, close to the coastal areas, built, especially on the Pacific Western coast, several of these. We could have a situation just like in Japan. Some of these reactors they came online in the 70s. They're old. They're outdated. Nobody ever suggests we spend money to redo it. And yet they were 20 or 30 just here in the United States. I'm not talking about around the world. Here in the United States, there were probably over 20 in the pipeline, in the planning stages. And this is one of the most dangerous fuels that is invented. It's deadly. It gets in the food chain. It is awesome. It is dangerous. Now the doctors are warned, after testing over 500 patients, the Dr. David Brownstein said, "I found that 94.7% of the patients are deficient in inorganic iodine." Clearly, we're at the beginning of this disaster. We're not even anywhere near the end. And already, it's unprecedented in scope. If this accident was to stop right now, it would already be one of the worst accidents that we have in recorded history we've ever had in the history of nuclear power. Ladies and gentlemen, what about 100 that could possibly go up? You see, the U.S. Navy, as I said last night, they have projected a map of the future coastal area of the United States is changing drastically. Right into the center of our nation could be a wide expanse of water where land at one time slipped. The tectonic plates could separate, and we could have a disaster overnight, just like we're having in Japan. We could experience radioactive materials in North America shortly. We could have a measurement. I don't think they're going to tell you. Get your hands on whatever you can find right now. Mr. Brownstein says if there is enough inorganic non-radioactive iodine in our bodies, the radioactive fallout has nowhere to bind into our bodies. It will pass through us, leaving our bodies unharmed. And yet, we're being told by the medical and the experts in California, they're saying it might be dangerous for you to even take this. Well, now, wait a minute. If we have a divided opinion here, we have people telling us it's going to
make you sick. Could even bring death to children. You don't know what to do. And yet we don't have any on the shelf right now. If you wanted it, try it. You that are thinking about getting some in a preventative mode, you want to have some and store it up. You want to have, or being sure that you've got it if you need it. It could happen here. If the Ring of Fire, the western area of the United States is on the Ring of Fire, these fault lines, and all of your experts are saying it's just a matter of time. I was told that California, major portions of California would disappear. I was afraid to go to California. I had a good job offer. I turned it down. They laughed at me. Buddy, I could have went out there and been retired. But the Spirit told me not to go. And I didn't go. I'm glad I didn't go. Could have been a test of my faith system in the Heavenly Father. Yahweh will look after you if you will listen to Him. If you listen to the world, you'll be destroyed. Because the world doesn't care. You're just a number. Listen to what Mikhail Gorbachev said in June of 2006. Think again. Think seven times again before you leap and start construction of new nuclear power plants. Concerning nuclear power plants, think again and think seven times again before you start construction of any nuclear power plants. Now, this is a New World Order guy. I mean, you know, he was the one that orchestrated the fall of the Iron Curtain, where we could become bosom buddies with Russia, join up and accept communism, socialism throughout the world. He's advising that we don't build nuclear power plants. United States, Canada, and the European government are not warning citizens of the dangers that will drop down from the jet stream. Wonder why? The areas that would be most affected? Not one word. Oh, don't worry. You think about maybe that they've got an agenda. Don't distribute potassium iodate. Keep it off the shelves. Now, just out of curiosity, I made 3 trips, one to Athens, Tennessee, a pretty good-sized town, got several drugstores, went to 3 of those in search of potassium iodate, talked to one of the pharmacists, and he said, you know, I've been thinking about this. They haven't even thought about it. They don't stock it. I've been thinking about it. I need to check into it, he said. We went to Cleveland, Tennessee. That's about 25 miles from here. A nice little size town. Got several pharmacists. Checked 2 health food stores and a little shopping center there. Neither one stocked it, but said, we'll order it. And I said, good luck. What's going on? Has the CDC advised the pharmacist not to stock it on their shelf and not to supply when someone wants to be supplied? Dr. Michael B. Skanitzer says that the treatment dose when a person is iodine insufficient is generally between 12.5 and 50 milligrams daily. Daily. Preliminary research indicates that if a person is insufficiently supplied, it takes 3 months to become iodine sufficient. While ingesting a dosage of 50 milligrams daily, and it takes a year to achieve, if you were ingesting a dosage of 12.5 milligrams, so everybody's deficient. If radiation threatens, it behooves people to start taking the highest dosages tolerable to protect not only their thyroids, but also all the glandular tissues as well. Iodine protects the thyroid, the breast, the prostate, and ovary glands, and from these things, we've had a 200% increase in those that are associated with insufficient amounts of iodine as the direct cause for these diseases that affect the body. When treating life-threatening diseases, we do not have much to fool around. With low dosages, we need to zoom up iodine levels quickly. And we need to get it concentrated to certain tissues and organs as the highest of iodine dosages. These are doctors. It says we need to be taken to revisit the 1930s when iodine was still a universal medicine present in the U.S. system and used at much higher doses than anyone even dreams of using today. They cut it out for some reason. Remember, you used to buy those little bottles of iodine? It would put a little iodine on your wound, your cut. The usual dose of treatment back in the 30s was 300 milligrams or 46 drops of full-strength Lugols. That's how much that they recommended in the 30s. Now it's not universally the same as it was because of new federal legal requirements about concentration levels. The best company offers Lugols at varying concentration levels far below that which was recommended in the 30s. Potassium iodine, also called KI, is a salt of stable, not radioactive, iodine. Stable iodine is an important chemical needed by the body to make thyroid hormones, and this has been cut back drastically in the local food supply where it needs to get into the body through food or drink. The thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland if it's not protected with inorganic pre-consumed iodine, which acts as a resistor to the binding properties of radioactive material. So even before the atomic power, the regular regimen of recommendation was more iodine than we're getting today. People will not, they do not see the importance of this iodine. What are we going to do? Right now, a lot of people are wanting iodine in high dosages to both saturate the thyroid, which makes it less susceptible to radioactive attacks, while it will also knock out any contaminants already absorbed. 10 drops of nascent iodine, which is a good recommendation iodine, 4 or 10 drops is 4 milligrams, and 100 drops is only 40. So it's safe to take much higher dosages than is suggested on the bottle. In fact, one has to completely ignore the suggested dosage on the bottle and take more than what is recommended to reduce the threat of radiation dropping down out of the clouds and are moving along with the jet stream. 100 drops a day is a strong dose, but when treating life-threatening diseases, it would not be unheard of to use upper to 200 drops a day. Now, are you getting the idea? And the nascent atomic form is much more efficient than the molecular form that is being passed out today. So even the best, it is not available to address the iodine deficiencies, which for some strange reason, the medical industry doesn't recommend it. Iodine is needed in microgram amounts for the thyroid, milligram amounts for breast and other tissues, and can be used therapeutically in gram amounts. Dr. David Miller, potassium iodate can be found in many health food stores. Well, Dr. Miller, I tried several today and found none. Now, I had potassium iodate given to me by one of my brothers quite some time ago, along with other instruments of detecting radiation. I have both. And so then I was supplied, but others have inquired, and I was trying to find them a location where they could order with no luck. Finally, tonight, online, I found a company that still had the stock, believe it or not. And I made an order. Brother Paul, my sponsor in Michigan, they told me tonight that he had 5 pounds. He's going to send me some for emergency. And we never know, ladies and gentlemen, for what is planned. Nothing happens by accident. Don't think this is an accident. Don't think it's not been planned to decrease so that you would be deficient in the amount of nascent iodine, especially in children, with 95% of people reported to be deficient in tests, maybe, just maybe, it could be on purpose. Now, do you believe that there is a plan that is written on the Georgia guidestones that they would appreciate the 6 million of us undesirables to just up and die and get off the planet? With one of the royal princes saying that if he could come back, he would come back as a virus to kill people, to rid the earth of the undesirables. You know who that is? That's you. Now, the side effects of potassium iodate happens when people take higher dose for a long time, but they can usually, this occurs from taking the government's recommended one-time pulse dose. The standard, and you've got to remove their recommended dosage, you've got to come back to a higher, much recommended dosage than what the government would say, you'll be under the amount that it would take to bring about a protective shield. And it will protect. So then, remember, if you're taking the prescribed dosage, only do this with a doctor's advice, you may want to get your hands on something that would benefit you more than the topical iodine that is not suitable for oral use. But if that's all you have, take your body and your children's body. Take your body. I explained that to you last night. And we are in a bad situation. In the last days, perilous times will come simply because it's programmed into the timeline events that wicked men will continuously have evil thoughts in their minds, and what would be one of those suggestions? Well, how about 6 billion people volunteering and committing suicide? That would save them the trouble. They have to go to all of this trouble to kill you and make it look like an accident. Radioactive materials, they affect the deepest level of the human being. Bone marrow, DNA, genetic structure, inner organs, and the deepest of emotions. And 95% of the people are deficient in inorganic iodine to protect the body. It's critical. No wonder we're having such emergencies. Now, what about the food chain? Well, it can get in the ground, the earth. It can stay in the earth for, oh my God, it's unreal how long it'll stay. Poison the earth. That's why Mr. Gorbachev suggested that no, you know, think seven times. times and then think seven times more times seven times more before you ever even think about building a nuclear reactor or use it as a fuel. This earthquake in Japan is one of the largest ever recorded. Did it have any help? A lot of people believe so. Sodium bicarbonate is a rich man, poor man's cancer treatment. It's been promoted today as an alternative. Well, today, with the people finding out that they are deficient in iodine, I wonder why. Why would we be, it's readily available. If we can't get the control rods, if they've abandoned the nuclear reactors in Japan, if they've given up, the electricity pumps and the generators and the batteries, if they failed and the system is left to itself with no supervision or management, why would the West Coast and the United States be in danger? In 8 to 16 to 36 days, if all of that radiation goes up into the jet stream, it's got to come somewhere. And most experts say, oh, it would dissipate over the 5,000 miles journey across the Pacific. Oh, really? When it will stay in the earth, the ground, will contaminate for hundreds of years? Where's it going to go? Where's it going to dissipate to? I mean, what wind is going to sweep it away in the wild blue yonder? Rain. I mean, we already see what acid rain. We cut down all of the trees, the forest. We have nothing but acid rain falling back on the ground. We have these chemical sprays that are being daily dosed over our heads. Every time I've noticed here, in East Tennessee, every time they spray, within 2 days, we get a system come in that brings about rain that falls steadily upon the earth. This is going into to the ground. Whatever we grow, whatever they're putting in it, I'm thinking would show up in the food crop, the grass that the animals eat. If you eat the animals, you're eating whatever they're spraying. We got problems. We got bad, bad problems with the Bible telling us that wicked men are trying. I mean, they're practicing to destroy the earth. I mean, you can read it right in your Bible. You say, oh, they would not dare to do anything detrimental to our health. They wouldn't hold anything back. They're not going to hold back a cancer cure. Pastor Buddy, we're raising through United Fronts, charities. We're trying to raise enough money to get a cure for cancer. Oh, really? You know, the greatest cure is an ounce of prevention. If you produce the things that cause cancer, radiation is one of them. And it can wreak havoc with the human DNA system. You say, well, we all get radiation, you know, cell phone, the whole deal. With the reports that the cooling systems have failed at 3 nuclear reactors, these water temperatures have reached boiling point levels. Those who are there trying to maintain have, according to CNN, by a Japanese official report, or an official that reported, they got their source from him, that they had pulled all of the caretakers trying to maintain a certain normalcy at the new nuclear reactor plant. They've been pulled out. It actually means that it would involve the release of radioactive steam that would go up into the atmosphere, wherever it goes. Who knows? You people in California, if you want to take the official line, it's not got a chance to come over here. It's not going to come over here. And if it did, we wouldn't tell you. It might cause a panic. Ladies and gentlemen, just tell us the truth and we can deal with the truth. If it's coming in the jet stream, if it can be here in a couple of weeks, don't you think that maybe you might need to do a little ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure? What about the cesium-137? If there's a complete meltdown and radioactive fallout, we're going to get cesium-137. It's produced when uranium and plutonium absorb the neutrons and radioactive cesium. It undergoes fission, and examples of the uses of the process are nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons that will bring cesium-137. The half-life of cesium-137 is 30 years. Because of the chemical nature of cesium, it moves easily through the environment. It makes the cleanup of cesium-137 very difficult, next to impossible. And people that come in contact with cesium-137 can do so by walking on contaminated soil, result in external exposure to gamma radiation. People may ingest cesium-137 with food and water, or may inhale it as dust. It is distributed fairly and uniformly throughout the body's soft tissue, and exposure may also be external, that is, exposure to its gamma radiation from outside the body. And if exposure to radiation, cesium-137, it results in increased risk of cancer, and if the exposures are very high, serious burns and even death will result. Not looking good. Not looking good. You can't do anything about the air that you breathe. It's supposed to be clean. It's not. It's supposed to be healthy. It's not. You know why so many people, have you ever seen the beat of people having sinus problems? I mean, it's unreal. Respiratory upper respiratory? People losing their mind? Alzheimer's? It's sad. It's sad what's happening to this nation. We're a bunch of sick people. We are constantly going to the doctor, doing things. It don't help anything. It don't seem like. Now, look it up. Brush up on the details. Your FDA guidelines for potassium iodate and dosage during a radiation emergency generally is 130 milligrams per 24 hours. Low dose with proper quality in turn to be effective, you need a thyroid blocking agent during the emergencies. You got to get with it. You got to study. You got to put in some time. You got to hunt the product because it seems like all of a sudden, we have a shortage in potassium iodate. Why? Why? It seems like that most bodies are deficient through testing. Why? In this modern time, why are we so short on things that we need in our bodies? And, of course, when we have radiation fallout, we especially need potassium iodate real fast. If it's cesium-137 in radiation, that emits high energy gamma radiation, we're going to need a hefty dose, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. Find you some potassium iodate. Get ready for the possibility of what's coming to America through the air and through the rain. If you'd like to know where to find potassium iodate, that's what you want now. You don't want to waste your time. Get it fast. Get ready. You need to have it on hand anyway. Might as well spend a few bucks to get there. Today on Fox News from a nuclear doctor, that the only thing that potassium iodate will only protect the thyroid gland. It will not protect any other parts of the body. But if you don't have that thyroid protected with a coat, you are asking for quick suicide. So at least get a head start. Give your body a fighting chance because death could come through the air, through the rain, through the food, through the milk. You might want to think about changing your liquid. You need to probably, I don't know what you could do with your water. You should drink water only out of your cistern, I would think, praise Yahweh. So, notice, prepare, get ready. I've got to get out of here tonight. My time's gone. I'll see you tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. We'll see what happens between now and tomorrow night. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make a note to tune in to Pastor Buddy. We'll see you then. May Yahweh bless you. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. You can write me at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Shortwave. Now, we're on shortwave 6 nights a week. You can get us online. You can go to our website, www.oneyahweh.com. We may just have Brother Bob to post if we can find some suppliers of potassium iodate. We may have him to post it. You can check our website out. And I will talk to Bob about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Praise Yahweh. You stay healthy. Stay clean. Stay ready. Stay prepared. Remember the Georgia Guidestones down south. They'd like to see you leave the planet. Praise Yahweh. We love you tonight. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.